to drop these bones like dusty roads. Then I yell, ho, when I come off, they think like a southern hustler pose. To just run in the house like a
joint. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you and yours. We back up in this month.
Back up in this bitch. What's up, y'all? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I hope you took off work.
I was supposed to say, Miss Chris, how did I happy? Ain't nobody had that damn happy today.
I calls off. I'm going to call off. Hey, I just said, if I ever give me a new job, I'm just going to start off with something. Instead of trying to figure it out in the end, like, I'm just going to let them hire me, and I'm going to be like, you know what? I got lupus. So then I could just FMLA the whole fucking time. Like,
that was a pre-existing condition.
That's what I'm trying to get. Like, so they can't fire me because... I know I'm going to call off ass bitch. Anything. Starbucks closed. Oh, shit, I got to call off. Like,
me too. I was a terrible worker. I was terrible.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But
anyway, we're back. It was a good week for me, actually.
New hairstyle.
She is crazy.
Yeah, I got braids.
Thank you. What? First of all, why is Poe laughing? Poe cracking up.
I know. I told them I look like My Little Pony.
That's why she...
look like a black ass My Little Pony in this motherfucker. But you got to know what you look like first before motherfuckers start getting on you.
I think because you're a beautiful woman, anything compliments you. It might be a little wild, but you wild, though. We wild out here, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Need a nigga to tame you.
Anyway, shit. I do need a nigga to tame me. Somebody tame me. Somebody put me in fucking check. Fuck. What's wrong with y'all? Damn. Why? Must I be so strong? I don't want to be. I want to be soft. I want to be nice and soft and shit. Somebody come tame the fuck out of me. What are you doing? Anyway, last week was a good week. I had a show with Alex Thomas at the Ha Ha, and that was real good.
You did.
Then we both did Screw the Rules together Wednesday night.
And we did.
Poe came through.
Oh, yes. Poe came through.
Supported the nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's always good. Because people be like, yeah, fuck with you, nigga. Never come to a show. Nigga don't know one joke. Or if you do, it's because of.
And it was far too. It wasn't even around the corner. She came to Bellflower to see.
She did come to Bellflower. So give it up for Poe, y'all. Looking out for us. Shit, you know we need their love. You know ain't nobody came out there to see us. Shit.
And she took
well, no, you had some people in the building.
Look, they always, it's a trip. Yeah, it's a trip when people come out and see me because I forget who I am sometimes. Like, motherfuckers walking up like, we came to see you. I'm like, who, me, bitch? Like, what? But it was cool and I had a good show and it was, I was just happy that they were happy. You know what I mean? Because that's when people come out to see you, you just want them to be happy.
You want them to enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, they spent their money and all that. You know, I don't give refunds. So, you know, I'm just happy that y'all have it.
Right. You know, it's just... It's going to be a good or bad review from folks.
Right. And then the ones you know, them to be the ones. Like, if you don't know people, it don't get spread around. But, you know, when you close to motherfuckers, they be like, yep. Well, I seen her Wednesday.
Yeah, that's how people do, too.
Funny. You know,
that's how people
that
do, for real. Spike done told me that before. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I heard you did good there. Because, you know, she is here at that other show she came to that you do.
I bet you never do good. But we don't ever say nothing about y'all fucking failures. But that's cool. These niggas be talking shit and don't never do good. I never
I
want
to get mad, but I do actually remember that show. I really was.
I don't care. One bad show to 100.
Wasn't as good.
Don't even
as
make
usual,
no sense.
You know.
So what our G stand for this week?
Our G stands for, what is
genius.
Genius! Yes, we are geniuses. Yep. We are the ones in the twos, baby. We got that good grain. Good grain.
You got that good
not brain.
Chromosome.
We some geniuses.
But yeah, women are geniuses, and I just wanted to give it up for women and us being geniuses. Poe is a genius in her own right. I am, so it's
bosses. You own your own stuff. Like,
exactly.
Yes, it would be hard to get up today if we had to go clock in for somebody else, but we got up.
And we do our thing because we're geniuses. We made our own lane, and that's what geniuses do.
But we just not rich yet, so we ain't quite that genius yet. But
we gorgeous too. Yeah. Gorgeous geniuses.
Gorgeous
God damn
geniuses.
It.
But whatever it is, do what make you happy, man, and be a genius at it. And dudes too, because y'all are geniuses too. You know, it takes two. We come together, and then that's how you just really, you know, build by coming together.
Sure.
Genius men and women. Look at us inspiring motherfuckers. We ain't got time for all this shit. So what else going on?
I was sick a couple of days because I've been sleeping under the air because it's hot as fuck. And Poe would have saved my life last night.
Came through with the meds.
Yes. I got to keep my organs. I'd have to go to the hospital.
You know, girl, nobody got time for that. That sit, that wait, that none of
that's
that.
That's my boo right there. We sharing antibiotics and shit. That's when you know it's real.
Now, girl, you got that antibiotic? Bitch, what did you have? It was my tooth.
She got it for her tooth. I needed it for my throat. You know what I'm saying? So
we be needing this stuff. Stuff come in handy.
Nah, but I feel great today. Thank you, Poe. Oh. I feel like I need to give you a tip or something. Like,
I know she come out supporting. She giving me meds.
Yeah,
like,
god damn.
Little angel. Little angel over here. She got some good pictures, you know? People don't be giving a damn to take no pictures. Like, I was there. Bye.
You are crazy. Yeah, right, right. You know? Right, right.
She got good ones. But what's been going on in the news?
Girls trip.
Girls trip!
Yes, we are so... Even though I miss my girls trip, but it's cool because I'm feeling better now. But yeah, girls trip is like number one in the box office. Like, number two? Oh, my bad. I'm reading.
Same thing to us. We black. Like, number two, number one. Good. Same thing. We but give it up, y'all. One. Tiffany Haddish, you know?
Right.
Came through.
Yes. I heard she stole the movie, and that's...
Stole the show. She wasn't even the star of it. Regina was the star, from what I understand.
Oh, she was supposed to be the main character? Okay.
That's how her on the Breakfast Club. And so... She was the star, but they said Tiffany Haddish was the breakthrough. She was the breakthrough one. She was the one in the two, made the whole movie go, kept it funny. And it's a big inspiration to females like us because we share stages with Tiffany. You know, we right here with her. We get it. So if it's happening to her, it's in our neighborhood, and that feel good.
Yeah, and Tiffany's from L.A.
She is from L.A.
Yeah, and she didn't have it easy. Like, so that's even more inspiring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, her story, and even on Jimmy Kimmel, she killed that.
Yeah.
She came up in the foster care system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, she talks about it.
Yeah, she was here when we did the rollout show one time. She was here, had a ball, told us some great stories about how when she broke up with her boyfriend, she boo-booed in one of his Jordans.
That's Tiffany, boy. The girl, they're full with it.
Boo-booed in the Jordan. You know what? I'm going to write that down. That is some classic
boo-booed
shit to do.
In
that,
a J.
That will have a nigga hot right there.
Same.
You just throw the shoe away. Man. What are you going to do with it after that?
Niggas love Jordans. He probably clinked that boo-boo out.
He probably stepped right in there in a fresh sock. You know what I'm saying? He stepped in there in a fresh sock,
I'm
baby.
I'm telling you.
Fuck it up. Hey, fuck it up.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
That crazy.
But yeah, nah, congratulations. That's so big, man.
It is. Stupid, and then big. To say that she stole a movie, and look who was in the movie, though.
Like, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett.
To steal the movie for them bitches, bitch.
And they are like, you know, they are stars like, in their own right. Everybody is already a star in their own right. And she came through like,
You better know. I got a blunt for you, Tiff, when I see you the next time.
Some people are just natural.
Yeah,
you know?
for sure.
Yeah, she had it tough, and it just goes to show that.
It doesn't matter what your circumstance is, man. If you want it, you can really go get it.
Yeah, you can.
If you do.
Yep.
In real life. Sure. So that's what's up. Big ups to them.
And the other thing is, did you guys hear about how Walmart is under fire for having the
little nigglet caps?
And nigger brown.
They got the nigglet caps.
It's crazy because niggas was stocking it. Like, could you imagine?
Could you imagine being the one out there stocking, like, look at this. You want that nigger
like
brown?
They are just classic.
Hey, get that nigger brown for you,
that would have made me quit. That's what I'm talking about. I'd have been like, quit. You feel me? Like, never coming back to work again. Like, what? My whole thing is.
No, that's the point where you get you a lawyer and be like, I can't work like this.
Nigger brown?
You could have won like Tracy Morgan in this motherfucker off of that.
And then they put the ER. They ain't even put nigga.
Nah.
They put like, nigger brown.
Like, this is definitely by a white person.
Like
ER, not A.
That is crazy. This wig cap is nigger brown.
It probably came from China.
They being
it did. No, it did because one time I was in a nail shop. No,
here
for real. I was in a nail shop.
Here she go. Here she
and the nail lady, Mylin, that's my homegirl, she was showing me a picture of a black man's big old dick, and she wanted me to confirm that their dicks are really this big in real life. So she was like, is this the true? Is this true, right?
No.
And it said, nigga, big nigga. And I know she wasn't calling me. I know she wasn't being offensive because, I mean, me and Mylin cool, but...
It said big
in
nigga. Like, that's
cultures,
what she looked up to.
You know,
find
like,
the dick.
That's what they, nigga,
big
I think.
Nigga
it,
dick.
Yeah, it was like, nigger dick. Like, it was like, nigga. And I was like, oh my God.
She
like,
had a big black dick in her. So, she
picture.
Had a dick pic?
Yeah, she had a dick pic, but it was attached to a black man. It was like, he was naked, and he had his big dick he had in his hand. And she was like, is this dude, they really this big?
They do. They have amusement parks with phallus symbols all over. I mean, they're obsessed with it.
She was trying to ask me
what the world is obsessed with the black man's
penis. They are. They are. I'm obsessed with the black man's penis.
I know. I'm sitting there like, I didn't know the whole world was. Like, damn. Bitch, we ain't gonna never win. God damn, the whole world.
For real.
Yeah.
I'm real possessive.
Penis is a powerful thing.
I'm telling you. Like, I be acting like I'm all, you know, not that kind of girl. But let me fall in love, nigga. I will have your baby.
Right, let me fall in love. You be like, damn, I didn't know you did all that. Yeah, yeah, I do that too. Yeah.
Anyway, Walmart, they're saying they issued a statement on behalf of the company saying that we are very sorry and appalled that this third-party seller listed their item with this description on our online marketplace. It is a clear violation of our policy and has been removed, and we are investigating the seller to determine how this could have happened. Now, first of all, don't try to blame
third party.
Right. And then I heard they blurted out the nigger brown part and kept the item up. But it was still,
scratch it out, guys. Scratch
there was still nigger brown in the fine print that they forgot to delete.
First of all, let me just bust Walmart out. People don't just send you shit. Somebody in your corporate office checked nigger brown and you wanted 100 million
They said, let me get exactly 452 nigger brown. Nigger. Capital N-I-G-G-E-R.
I'm telling you, that's nigger. They checked that box. Just like if they wanted maroon, blonde, black, or whatever. Yeah. They don't just send out
nigger brown.
Nigger brown, please.
They named it.
Yeah, that is fucking bullshit. Anyway, Walmart. And we need to not shop there anyway because they don't give people benefits. Do they give benefits now while I be talking shit?
Who?
Allegedly. They don't give people benefits and the shit is nasty. My homegirl worked for they stocking shit. She was like, lettuce had duct tape on it and shit was falling out the box. Like, don't go there.
Like, oh, my God.
And this is from the source. My God. Don't go there. No.
Yeah, God.
She was like, I'm picking it up with forklifts and shit, tomatoes hanging over. They like, tape it up. Then they peel it off and wash it and put it up there. That's why it's cheap. Don't do that, guys.
Well, there all these big chain stores are in trouble now with Amazon and all these online merchants. So a lot of stores closing. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss LeBron James and
his
LeBron situation.
James,
the whole herpes epidemic.
He's involved in that?
No.
Oh,
two separate stories.
Wait, how did we get here? Okay. Look at us. Okay, yeah, so we'll be back out.
Yeah, because that news broke after the show on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be back in a second at the Genius Spot, because you see it.
Genius
is on these earth. Guess who's back? We're back again, y'all. Y'all thought we was gone? Not for long. Yes. I saw some of the comments of y'all talking about how, you know, you wish it was longer and stuff, and that stuff just warmed my little heart, don't it?
It did.
Somebody asked me, what time it come on? You know I'm in Texas. Shit.
Oh, like, I'm moving to Texas, I'm telling you.
We appreciate support. Welcome back to the G-Spot with your girl Precious, One Precious Comedy, and my girl
Camira White.
Don't be trying to act like you civilized now.
Camira, my hair done. Look.
Change up your whole life and get your hair done. Mm-hmm.
LeBron's mama's a thot. This is what.
Nice segue. Nice. Smooth.
You like the way I jumped in there and just said it?
Yes.
Breaking news. LeBron's mom is still a thought. After all this boy getting all this good money, damn, she could at least sit her ass down.
What happened?
And be a good grandma, bitch. Be a good grandma.
What happened? What happened?
First, she was fucking his teammates. You can't stop fucking your son's friends. He got to play against. He's playing with them.
Well, she's familiar with the kid.
Anyway, mama, stop. Just come on, Precious.
Well, supposedly, Well, she was a young mother. I was surprised to hear that. She's like 48 or something like that. And she had LeBron when she was 16. So maybe she she missed out on her dating years to raise her son. So now she's dating
younger guys. And she still look good. These people way older than me, killing. So shit.
I think that she should just be happy her little mistake turned into a $1 million situation.
Oh, wow.
The show is over. We will see y'all next week.
She needs to be grateful. You feel me? Like, she needs to retire that pussy. Bitch, you pushed LeBron James out at 16. This nigga's huge, okay? Retire that pussy. Be a good grandmother. What is wrong with you? Don't be a Gigi, bitch. Be a good grandmother. Sit your ass down. He gonna cut her off. Watch. Kobe did it. Watch. He gonna cut her off. Thotting all around town with my money and
you can't cut your mama off.
If she thotting with your friends,
say I don't care what she do. That's your mama.
Okay.
Well supposedly LeBron is accused of breaking up his mom and her husband, who's a rapper, by the way, that goes by Lambo.
See, she don't got good sense.
Wait a minute. How long she been married to Lambo? Wait now, little Lambo. How long she been married to the rapper Lambo?
As in Guinea.
Yeah, I know. Lambo Guinea. Let's see.
And now he got one because of her. This probably. Look,
oh my God.
She's not acting right, bro.
All right. Boy. So anyway, James is being blasted by his mother's husband, the aspiring rapper, who goes by the name of Da'Real Lambo.
Aspiring, and you are married to LeBron James' mama, and you are an aspiring rapper.
How old again?
I think he's like in his mid 30s.
Well, I better shut it up. Hey, look. We better change that subject.
I thought he was as old as her. He's in his mid 30s.
He's still aspiring.
LeBron probably did come over there walking through his house. He bought her.
Yeah, you come got on. Me fucked up. Yeah, I'm insane.
Well, he's accusing LeBron of trying to break them up, but allegedly LeBron caught dude cheating on his mom.
As she should. He's aspiring rap. Look.
Okay, so here's a video. Now the LeBron's mother's husband, his stepdad.
Is he older than, is a stepdad he's older a than him
years,
at least?
He's a few years older than LeBron. He's like 2 or 3 years older.
Let's see this. Let's see this.
Anyway, so the husband is threatening to expose LeBron.
Expose him for what?
He didn't say what yet, but he says if LeBron doesn't mind his business, well, we'll hear from what he has to say.
Oh, my goodness. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage.
Oh, hang on. Let me take this off. Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, right now, they're just coming from the desk of Lambo, man. You know, I ain't fucking with nobody, man. I'm just doing my career. Long before I expose you, man, I'm telling you right now. Straight up. I don't give a fuck who cares.
Straight. Nigga, straight up, nigga.
Before I expose you.
Nigga, straight up, nigga.
Before I expose you. Nigga.
I wouldn't want him having sex with my mama, neither.
Look at him. Oh my God. Like, he look like Trick Daddy cousin.
I expose you, straight up.
Nah, listen here.
I love my wife.
Every day I'm with my wife, I love my wife.
He need to be happy LeBron talking about him, because I've never heard of him a day in my fucking life. Nigga, at the end of the day, LeBron is giving you exposure. You need to let him keep talking about you.
Because I'm not perfect.
Who the fuck are you?
Lil Lambo over here doing my thing.
My God. Where did she find him?
In the studio.
What is his mom's name, please?
His mom's name is Gloria.
Oh, my Lord. Miss Gloria. Get your dick and make them leave. This is what you need to do. Like, don't marry these
Who
fools.
Who was the player that she was messing with that really
I don't know,
stirred
but
up some stuff?
I remember it. I remember it, but I don't remember it. You know how, like, you...
Let me look it up.
My mama would have to have a chaperone. So, like,
Not a rapper. Not an aspiring. Like, if you're going to go for a rapper, he got to be the maiden. Now, like, let it be a name we know. You know? It could be anybody. Lil Uzi Vert.
No. Could you imagine her going out with...
Lil Uzi Vert.
Can't LeBron give your mama a list of niggas she can fuck? She must don't know. Like, you know, some people don't got it all, bro. That's why God gave it to you. Look, just take care of your mama and tell her, look, 45 and older, bro, or I'm not fucking with you. Just, it's a bad look.
She liked it. I mean, like, people like what they like. Like, dudes like younger girls, or dudes like
it's too. I can't even bring my grandkids to your house. I don't want them knowing straight up. I don't want them to know how to say scrape, or I don't even want them to know Lambo. Think about Papa it. She can't Lambo. Even watch his kids. I know the wife is like, this is the first time.
Cause sometimes, but some people are not grannies like that. You know what I'm saying? You could tell, like, she like, look, I got shit to do. I'm not a granny, okay? I did raise you. That's when I was a granny. Now I'm living my life. This is my boyfriend. He in the studio. We out here living our life, Bunny and Clyde. And what we don't need to be is interrupted. Shit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And don't make me expose you. Because you know I saw what I saw. So keep playing. Expose you. Because what you're supposed to be doing anyway is paying attention to your own family. Shit.
I'm not sure if she's married to this dude or not, but it says that she is. But why? I mean, for what?
Maybe she know him from back in the day.
So great.
They
could be
scraped.
They
want to
be
scraped. Eat some
scrim. Man, he can't even talk. Oh, he was messing around with Delonte, whoever it is from.
That's who he was messing with?
Yeah.
Oh, she was messing with Delonte, the player.
Why would he do that? Like,
to fuck LeBron head up. This nigga's winning everything.
Yeah, they challenge.
Dunking on me, nigga. I fucked your
His
mama.
His mom still looks good, though. She looks pretty young.
She is pretty young, Pooh.
48?
Yeah, she is. She is.
For real?
She is.
Yeah, Delonte West is the player.
Well, we're going to pray for y'all. I'm going to pray for you.
Did anybody watch the OJ hearing?
I did. I wanted OJ to shut the fuck up. I did. A lot
of people were saying that. Like, he was talking too much.
Just because you know it's this. I don't mean to say this like that, but OJ ain't learned no lesson. That nigga he narcissistic. No, for real. He's like, well, you know, I didn't plan on it going like that, but you know.
Shit happened.
Yeah, and then he just started talking all kind of shit. Just say, I've learned my lesson.
Nah, he was like, you know what? I killed some motherfuckers, I got off. Okay? You didn't motherfucker want to come steal from me. Y'all set me up for that bullshit. I fell for the okie doke. Let me out of here right now. Because I don't deserve this shit. I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I love the way OJ was like, I've never had any criminal history. He said that shit with a straight face.
No, he said I had a conflict-free life.
Yeah, I've had a conflict-free life. Nigga, what?
Nobody has a conflict-free life.
For real.
Nigga, I was dying.
So somebody said, oh, you had a conflict-free life. You beat your wife, allegedly. You allegedly murdered your wife. Well, some people believe. I still don't know what to feel on that. I don't know if he did it or not.
I think that he had help. I think he hired somebody to do it. And I think, you know how niggas is. I'm going to go see if you did it before I pay you. By there to see if she was really dead.
I'm gonna say he did it for the win. I'm gonna say he did it because it's just certain shit, no matter how politically correct you act, it's certain shit you're not gonna take. And as a black man,
he would have been hurt more. He only had one cut on his finger, two people. Ain't no way in hell you could fuck up two people and don't have nothing but a little cut.
Them wasn't the real gloves that was in the courtroom. You gotta know.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he only had one. Because a day later, they did his little body exam. Because remember, he flew and then he only had one.
Now, why
are
you doing
cut.
That? Why are you just cruising through the city like that? What are you doing?
Because he know what happened. He paid for it. That was a paid for killing.
So what was he doing all the time riding in that motherfucking Bronco? What was he doing?
What was he thinking? What was
going on right then? If you so damn innocent, why are you cruising through the city right now?
I don't know. He probably, I don't know. If you was getting somebody killed, I would have been smoking a blunt.
Yeah, I got to smoke at least three or four before we stop this motherfucker. Are they on deck?
But I don't know. Like
for real, like, that's my thing. Like, when we were sitting there watching, I'm sitting there like, you know you guilty, fool. Because if you not, you stopping, you letting people know. I'm good.
I just think he got too much money. I think he paid for it. I think he paid for it, and I think he's so narcissistic that he went by there to see if the bitch was really dead and probably stepped in the blood and was like, oh, shit. Like, they fucked
they
her
really
up.
They really did do it. Right?
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that the son did it.
That was deep. The son crazy, too.
And he has crazy. Culinary skills.
Yeah, he do. Yeah.
Professional.
And he left work early that night, and she... You know how people... He was supposed to make a dinner for him, and Nicole like, nah, we ain't coming by there. And that's it. That turned them up.
You know anything can turn a white motherfucker up.
He's not white.
I'm talking about OJ's son. He black. I was all into that OJ shit though. That's why I know about it, because I was watching. You know, we was watching it real heavy.
I had to watch it in eighth. I just had to watch the court shit in the eighth grade.
Well, call us up 323-293-3375. So now the big story last week was Usher
letting it burn.
If you, I mean,
let it burn.
If you gonna get herpes, that's the way to get it with some money.
Oh my god!
No, I mean, like, no, for real. If you gonna get herpes, get top of the line herpes. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you go get some bottom of the barrel?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Gutter ass herpes.
Why would you
herpes?
Go get it? Anyway?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, because one out of five people got it in the world. So you might catch it. But if you're going to catch it from the rich nigga.
That's
make
what I'm
a
saying.
Million off of it.
A lot of people out here having unprotected sex with just regular people. Regular at least she tried her chance. She was trying to get pregnant. She got herpes.
She like,
what
I
happened.
See some green stuff, but that ain't going to hold me back. Green stuff can't hold me back. Green stuff can't hold me back. You know what I'm saying? She kept going like, she, I suck that green stuff. You can put that in me. It's no problem at all. I'm sure it's normal. You know what I'm saying?
Sure it's probably it's rich cum. I ain't never seen this
rich
guy before.
See, rich cum is green. See, that's what it is. See, that's not a disease or anything.
Money green. Yeah.
Money green.
Girl,
cum.
His cum was green. He
money
was
green
so rich,
cum, bitch. It was
you
leaking green,
know, bitch.
I think it's some body thing that they have that they make they shit green.
Well,
that
one shit. Woman was, she was awarded the $1.1 million, but now another woman has come out.
They like, wait a minute, look, bitch, they coming like from under the tables and shit. Uh-huh. Like, wait, she got $1 million. Who? Holla, they coming out the bushes. What?
I'm telling you.
Shit, wait a minute, I fucked them too.
She probably was like, I didn't think Usher gave it to me. I thought it was the other nigga. Now she probably knows Usher.
Girl.
Well, the other woman is filing $10 million lawsuit.
Damn!
She
claims she hooked up, but there's no word if she even has the virus or not. She just saying she was exposed to it.
She can get $10 million of exposure?
Damn. Is she white?
I don't know. Nah, she's also. I noticed Usher. He's into older women.
See, and that's what I'm saying too. People like what they like. Some people like older women. Some people like younger women. Some people you know. But she asked for 10 million. And you know why? Because she said, I'm going to go for 10 million. So even if I leave with one, I'm still winning. You know what I'm saying? You got to aim
high.
And
I might not even have it.
Hello?
And I might not even have it. Well, should we?
But just in case. Cause I was exposed.
She's suing for negligence, nigga. You fucked me without a condom, and you could have gave it to me, bitch.
Yeah, that's you knew you had that shit.
Wow.
Well, first of all, it's her responsibility to also have him wear a condom.
Yes, it
but
is.
But a condom ain't gonna stop that shit if you got that shit out on the side on your shit.
Right.
You rubbing
will,
that shit together.
It won't stop it, but it will reduce.
Nigga, you supposed to not have that. You had a breakout in what they say. And you can't only live a normal life if it's a non-breakout time.
But
and
if you see
no
it.
Condom you... on and get to still rubbing, carpet rubbing, starting fires and shit. And just...
They not riding on the commercial when they riding their bikes. They don't have a breakout, huh? She said you can't live your normal life with the breakout.
I mean, normal fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Normal sexual activity life.
This is why this goes back to my joke that I hardly stay on stage, but let me just go ahead and say it right now. They have all these dating websites, okay? Farmers.com, blah blah. When you get your little diagnosis at the doctor for the herpes, they need to give you a herpesloveyou2.com or some shit so these motherfuckers can link up and everybody did that and they could bump up. They could bump up, they could link up.
Rock up. Stock up, you know what I'm saying? Keep it glocked up, you know what I'm saying? Have fun. But no, whatever, that would be actually pretty
smart. For real,
smart.
You got, and then it's confidential because I had to think about it in my head because I should
there
plug this
be
shit.
A dating site out there for that.
It's confidential, and you can only get it with your doctor's paper, like a referral for the abortion clinic. You can only get it with the doctor's, here go your dating website. Because, you know, you can only go to get an abortion if you have a referral.
Uh-oh. Whoop,
my friend told me. So. So when they get when the doctor come in and say, yes, you do have herpes, but here's the medicine you gonna take, and here's the website
so
that you can
go
on
and have friends.
Put
and
your herpes
people.
Number in there, and it's gonna let you.
It's a big community of herpes people, and they actually do a lot of activities together. So.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about its confidentiality. Everybody in there got herpes. That's why
they
you got a herpes number.
They probably have one for HIV too.
I was gonna say, yes. I think they probably do because they probably got clubs of people who just kick it and.
They could give each other the medicine.
Well, Usher's not the first celebrity that's been sued. Billy Idol, I think he was sued
I just hate
for herpes. And also Derek Jeter allegedly has herpes. He's a baseball player. I'm putting allegedly. This shit's all over the internet, though, that he infected Jessica Alba, Mariah Carey, Scarlett Johansson, and others. Like, he has a whole tree of...
My Mariah boo got herpes, allegedly.
You can't believe everything on there,
you
though,
can't.
Y'all.
That's what I'm saying,
allegedly.
You can't believe
everything on there, but, you know...
But there's also pictures of some of these celebrities out there with cold sores on their lips.
But cold sore mean you automatically got it?
It depends
on the kind,
simplex,
I think.
It's
different. It's different kinds. Now, you could get a cold sore, I think, and don't have herpes.
I'm gonna get cold,
but it's the kind that it look different, though. Herpes is them little, you know, it come all on your chin, you know, like that. And then the cold sore, regular one, just like a little, I don't know. But all I gotta say is that,
it's a whole different test. Then I got tested for everything. I ain't came back with no herpes.
This bitch is so stupid. Wait a minute. No, I have to tell your story because.
Tell my story, shit. Don't
this bitch did
dang.
Some life insurance shit, right? So she had to take an HIV test, right? So it came back negative. She said she called her brother, like, I'm out here. Negative.
I'm winning, bro. Shit. Know your status, bro. Get your status up.
Oh, like, I cannot stand her. You're so stupid.
They check me, y'all. Anything that could kill you, shit. I came back on these houses. Not to me.
Oh, jeez. My God. No, that was hilarious. That's crazy. Derek Jeter. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Allegedly, remember when Chris Brown whooped Rihanna's ass? Remember they were saying she gave him herpes? And she was fucking with Derek Jeter.
Well, she knows she fucked with Matt.
They have on right. When you
with
Matt, Google,
what's his name? He look good too, Matt.
Mm-hmm. When you Google,
Kim. Shit.
That's the thing. All of these celebrities are having sex with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when you Google celebrities with herpes, Rihanna does come up on that list.
See,
I don't necessarily believe that though. I don't be believing that shit because I feel like in a minute they're gonna be big and they're gonna have all this shit on there. I mean, that's what I'm sitting there like. I don't believe
this
shit.
But it's so common though. It's one of the most common STDs.
It is common, but you know.
And Michael Vick was also sued for.
And you can't just be, you know, like that's shit that somebody just done put out there. It ain't like the doctors had a right to put that shit out there or somebody had a right to put that shit out there. That's somebody's alleged shit
story
that they just done threw on somebody.
Yeah, it's alleged, but some of it might be true.
Well, we know Usher's
just
true
be careful,
for sure.
So
we know Usher done paid some money out.
I'm
so
pretty
that's
sure
we
you had to bring documents
that,
well, he's
court.
Been having it a long time. He's been having it 10 years.
And you know what else?
Tamika has come out, his ex-wife,
saying
"Miss me with that bullshit." That was a quote. Mm. She's saying that she's happy and she
living
is healthy.
Her life. Yeah.
So,
I think she's so. I look. Are you anybody?
Girl, she
like
over there
Tamika?
So happy. She is over there like, yeah, that's what that bitch getting thought it was a game, bitch. I had the nerve to let you in my house around
the bride,
my man, bitch, and you was a bridesmaid. Yes, and you, that's,
in her wedding.
She was mad, but then she looking at it like, how did this bitch get rewarded for fucking my ex-nigga? You know what I'm saying?
But wait, if she got money and she was a bridesmaid, that means, Tamika, you got it. Stop playing.
She knows like, she do, girl, but...
She got it. And guess what? I was just about to say before all of that. Tamika Shady. Like, I don't even like Tamika energy on TV. I ain't even met her. Like, her energy come through the TV
on the reality
and I don't like
show.
It. Yeah. I cut the TV off. It's bad. That bitch energy is terrible, and she the type of bitch that'll do some shit like that. Give it to him. I don't know. I didn't know Usher. Let's have a family.
But he's into like messing with his stylist and, you know, women around in his circle.
Oh, bitch is catering to him like his mama. He a mama.
So
for
it might have been cool. If it was cool, then forget it then. You know what I'm saying? But if it wasn't cool, then it's like, girl, you brought yourself around there, did some shiesty ass shit, then got some shit, but then end up getting paid. It's like, damn. She must be a child of God. She is winning.
Well,
she
maybe
can't lose.
She just missed it. I don't know. I mean, if he's had it for 10 years, I think they've been divorced for 8.
Some people get lucky, just like Magic Johnson's wife got lucky.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for real.
Yeah, some women, God be blessing you. Like, I was watching Unsung because I was sick yesterday. They kept coming on about the DeBarges. The oldest one, Bobby, he didn't know if he was a boy. They daddy was terrible.
Oh, I know. That was the most tragic, saddest Unsung episode ever.
Right, and they were so talented. It made me want to cry. Like,
the daddy was messing with them.
Oh, he was fucking
white man. Yeah, had all them babies with their mama.
With the mama, ten of them
abusing the children. Abusing. It was terrible.
And they all look like him too. The white man. Usually black take over. No, the white man took over in that situation because they look like him. But he got AIDS. Like, he was living with a woman. She came on the TV and was like, yeah, Bobby was trafficking drugs. They chased him out the back door and the police brought him back in. So he was married, living there with her. And she's beautiful. She was on TV talking. He went to jail and then they found out, you know, when you go to jail, you get tested for everything. And he had HIV. She didn't get it though. She fine. I could tell. Like, cause she.
You could tell.
I'm just saying. Like, she. I don't think she got it. But
the show is over.
You know it. You, God bless you sometimes.
But no. But and okay. Well, yeah. God do bless you because we see that with Cookie and stuff.
Yeah.
But yes. You can't just look at nobody and tell. For it'd be some beautiful infected.
Well, I know. But she didn't get it though because it was so long ago. Bobby old. Like, it was so long ago. I think she would have been suffering from.
Bobby died though.
Yeah, I know he died, but I'm saying they like the same age. Like, she doesn't look flipped like she's even, out. No.
Yeah, they, I think most of their family had a serious issue with drug abuse, so he probably could have got it shooting up or something.
Heroin.
Oh, hey, what make you want to do that drug?
And they were gorgeous.
Just rub on.
That's what I said. Who like doing drugs that hurt?
What make you want to do that drug?
Hurt.
Like, yeah, we want to feel good.
Good, you know, like, man, off the rip.
Yeah, just... we want to relax, feel good.
I'll be tired of rolling bloods. Could you imagine getting a needle with all of that? Like, girl, stress
get yourself
me out.
Girl, let me get that. Find the vein. Use your toe. Bitch, what?
Yeah, he said use your toe.
So since we on the subject, we want to wrap that segment up on a high note and give you some tips on reducing your risk. For getting herpes.
Mm-hmm. Reducing.
Always wear a condom or use a dental gam. Have you ever had that used on you? You can't even let a guy go down on you these days.
A dental gam?
It's like a
thin sheet of paper and you lick the paper.
Ah.
Or if you want to be ghetto, put a Tootsie Roll on his dick. Just, I don't think it'll go through the Tootsie Roll, right?
The Tootsie Roll?
I mean, the fruit roll up.
That Tootsie Roll gonna have a problem, and you are gonna have a little
bit. A fruit roll up, I mean. No, I'm just playing.
A fruit roll up.
Yeah.
That might be nice.
I don't recommend it, but okay. Ask your partner, does he or she have it?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll do it right there, and that'll save so many lives. Not. Shit. Yeah, I got it. Come on. Let's fuck.
You should go together. Like, you should go down there together. You should. Especially if you like having raw sex, just tell each other, I don't like condoms, do you? And then be like, we not, you know, let's go get tested, and then don't cheat. And then if you cheat.
Have you ever done that?
She said like it was like, look, nigga, can I always tell you what to do? They ain't done the shit. You hear me? They ain't done the goddamn thing.
No, what I do when I start a new relationship, what I do is I'll go to the doctor and then I'll show a nigga like this. I'll be like this. You see this right here? I don't got nothing. If I get something, it's your fault. Because I'm not about to cheat on you. So get fucked up if you want to. That's what I do.
Still, we just putting ourselves, you still at risk, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, if I get something, I know where it came from. But damn, you get some shit, it's still like,
I know it's fucked up. It is. It's still fucked up.
Don't receive oral from someone with a cold sore on their mouth.
Well, duh.
You think? Shit.
I don't even fuck with motherfuckers with braces and shit. I'm good.
And the tag on with that, don't have sex with anyone with sores on their genitals.
Yeah, duh, again.
Damn. I always inspect.
You got to
You lift up the balls?
I always give a quick inspection.
Just wait 1 second.
Yeah, let's see what you're working
on. Let me turn the light on. Turn the light on.
Stuff before I start, I usually.
Oh, okay. That's a gray hair. Okay, okay. Let me see. Okay, okay. Little limb ball.
Lift your ball.
Okay, okay.
Cough,
let me
nigga,
see.
Cough. Okay, we good. Okay, we good.
Limit your sexual partners. Don't have sex while intoxicated. Or the safest of all, don't have sex at all.
Girl, get on with that little list. Let's see what's next, the next subject. You know, who came up with that? Shit, fuck out of here. We'll try. All right.
Coochies are sensitive. If you don't clean your fake dicks off, they said you could get a nastiness from that, from a fake dick. So you know a real dick will kill you.
A dildo.
You know a real dick will kill you. You heard Poetry. What was it, Poetry?
A dildo.
Clean your dildo's good, too.
Yeah, don't be throwing them up in the drawer when you get through with them. Just chuck it over there in the change
drawer.
It was
an epidemic of lesbian women giving each other bacterial vaginosis and shit from the shit being on the dildos.
Wow.
I read it.
What do you clean
throw that
it with?
Shit up in the dishwasher, man. Clean that bullshit off, man. Come on. You're playing with toys. Clean them. Shit. Put it in the bathtub. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Some Epsom salt. It's some Epsom salt.
Clean the dick.
Does that make you feel good? My body been aching. What? Epsom salt.
Epsom salt. They say it does. I don't know. I ain't used it in a long time.
I'm going to start using all these old remedies, bitch.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the Precious and Kamira advice letter.
Hey.
Nigga, dumb nigga, full nigga, real nigga, rich nigga,
nigga. House nigga.
Jay-Z
still
trying to grow up.
Jay-Z.
No one used to sell crack in the Marcy Projects. But.
Yeah, yeah, so at least he talk about it. So he's trying to like, yeah, I'm grown, but nah, I'm really not grown, y'all. I'm still a damn asshole. I'm out here cheating and shit. But I love my bitch, man. I ain't gonna fuck up no more. You know what I'm saying?
But family, you know, you don't underestimate important. Them Virgos. You know you're a Virgo.
I am a Virgo.
I know why he was out there cheating. She was not doing nothing.
I ain't thinking about you.
See, they just angels. They don't ever admit it. I'm one of the bitches that want niggas to know I cheated on you. That's why I cheated on you, too. They don't do that.
I ain't sorry. Shit, don't.
I tell on myself.
Look. This bitch goes ham. She blows up on the world. I'll silently kill you, motherfucker. Yeah, kill your soul. Anyway, on a brighter note, with the geniuses on the G spot today, we're getting into our advice letter. Yes, and this is, I know, a lot of people's most favorite portion of the show, because what we do is actually give our expertise advice on what is going on in people's lives who send us their situation. So,
the geniuses.
You heard that? You feel me?
I'm ready.
Okay. Dear Precious and Kamira, I've started dating a really nice guy. He has a great job, a good sense of humor, and he treats me like a queen. We met through a mutual friend and have been dating for 8 months now. We started having sex 3 months ago, and it started out pretty mild, nothing too freaky. But a few nights ago, he pulled out a big box from his closet that was filled with all type of sex toys. Handcuffs, dildos, porn, vibrators, you name it. I didn't know what to think. He then reached in and pulled out the handcuffs and wanted to tie me up to the bed with him. I had never done that and didn't feel comfortable letting him do it. Then he pulled out a dildo and wanted to use it on me. But I told him I didn't know where that thing has been. So again, I declined. He said he likes to get freaky in the bedroom, and that if I'm not with it, then we may not make it as a couple. My heart sunk. So I asked him what that means, and he said, with him, anything goes. Now, I'm no prude, but we have only been dating 8 months, and I tried to explain to him that I wasn't quite out of my sexual comfort zone with him yet, and he said we are not kids, and then he turned his back to go to sleep. Oh, that was pretty kiddish. We're not kids. And then he turned his back to go to sleep. I felt hurt, so I told him I think I should leave, and he agreed. I got dressed to leave, and he didn't say anything. I've been calling and texting him, and he has not called me back. We had plans to move in together in September, but now I'm not sure what's going on. What should I do? Should I loosen up and try again? Or should I run for the hills? Signed, a desperate prude. Damn.
To me, it don't sound like she declined. It just sounds like she said, I don't know where that dildo's been. And maybe if we can get my own special dildo, that it wouldn't be a problem.
Had my name on it.
And I don't know why I'm feeling from the letter that he wants to get fucked. I feel like...
No, baby, if you got a dildo in your closet and you a man, you want to get fucked. Baby, believe that, baby. And you know what? Baby...
No, Precious, for real. Okay, let's just have a wait. We finna have a Precious moment. Wait, no, for real. I want to, no, for real, because
okay, what's up?
Something wrong with me. I have testosterone. If a nigga wanted to get fucked in the ass with a dildo, would you do it?
Yeah.
I think I would too.
I fuck the shit out of your ass.
I think I would be with him.
I know
though.
It's stupid, but say I just have a power thing anyway. Like I'm a control freak.
Wait. You said you would do it.
I think if a punk ass nigga was like, fuck
not,
me.
But you don't not like a punk ass nigga. You don't think nothing wrong with him. You don't think he. You know what I'm saying? Like you get to this moment and this nigga like shit. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I done fingered a dude before. I finger the dude ass. I be testing dudes because I have to test you because if
this
you
is
let
why
me,
this is my friend. This is why I love her. Oh, Jesus.
Because
let's get to the nitty gritty.
No, because ooh, the thing about it ooh is that, you know, these people be out here different. I mean, I know there's something fucked up with me to even do this shit, but my point is, like, I have to see if you're going to let me or if you're going to shut me down. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know. Like, I'm
and
a,
so,
and so dudes
statistically,
have let me. Statistically.
Do more guys let you than not?
Nah, I would say more, but it's a nice amount to do that you would never think that look real
well,
nice.
Well, they say that
Levi'd out, that's nice,
where
handsome, whoop-de-whoop.
What is it? What is it? Erroneous zone or their erotic zone.
I mean,
their G spot, if
say,
you will.
Because I wouldn't even be here with you if I'm not attracted to you, but I'm like, I cannot believe this nigga let me play with his ass.
And you still, you okay.
Hell no.
That is a deal break. Like, okay, if, even if he let me do it, I'm blocking him the next day. I'm blocking him. I'm blocking him.
Because you know now.
I'm blocking him.
But
nigga,
it's still a test.
You
it's
let me fuck in your ass, bro. I'm never going to respect you now.
I have
I'm blocking you. Like,
but, I mean, I have finger dudes, and I'm like, damn, this nigga really let me do the nigga. Freak. But, I mean,
but
I'm
do
so
you,
scared because
I be that, that they might be bi after you, they've let you? Do you kind of look at them differently?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Because, you know, like, because most men, like, I've been with, like, so real of a man where it's been, like, don't even be nowhere near this area. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I don't care.
Yeah.
You on the dick, get on the dick. Bitch, don't be nowhere around this area.
Yeah.
And that's it. And lights out. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Nobody playing. So, you know, when they get comfortable and relax and snore, like, oh, shit, man, wait a minute. Yeah, man. Say, I'm just saying, like, don't be opposed to trying, ladies, because you got to look out for you. You got to know, like, is this nigga? Because there ain't
do
nothing wrong with
freak. Do you break up with them after that?
I'm not saying they, like, it was even my boyfriend. Like, one dude, I was just letting him, you know, I was letting him just eat me. Like, we were just having, like, he was an older dude, but he was just eating me.
My
out. But
soul
then I jacked
is gone.
Him. But then one day I jacked him off, and I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm just, you know, just an asshole. Jacked him off, and I'm like, let me see. Same shit. Okay.
Oh my God.
Look at this nigga enjoying this shit. This nigga cocking his legs.
Oh my God. I would have lost it. I'm not mature enough. I'm not. I'd have been like, what are you doing, bro? Oh my God. What are you doing?
And this was years ago, so you know she lost
shit.
It. So I'm just saying, look out for yourself. They be looking straight. They be looking straight out here. We have a caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, my God. Hey, you guys. It's Mona from New Orleans.
What's up, Mona? How you doing?
Okay. I love the show. I found it over the weekend and made my whole Saturday pop.
Oh, thank
love
you so
too
much.
Okay, so Precious, I love you.
Right. I love
but
her too, right?
There's a but.
Okay.
So after you finger dude, like, what do you do with the finger afterwards?
I
like,
wasn't
going to
do
saying
that. I wasn't going to do that to my homegirl. I was wondering,
like,
what she do with the finger.
So, like, you finger the dude, and then, like, you immediately go wash your hands.
Yes,
like,
good bitch, because this what, nigga, he nutted so on hard. Like, say, that nigga nutted so hard, too. Like, it was the best nut. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, and then I'm still Jimmy. It was, like, it was that awkward shit. You know how, like, the awkward moment did it always is that the shit is just like the
this
reveal,
is why I get up,
you know.
And I breathe every day.
Is there
this
a technique
is
to it, Precious?
Look at this one. Look at this one.
Oh,
I wanna make a nigga come hard like that. Look at this one in the booth. Okay. Show's over. I'm about to get up. I can't no more.
I think we better. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You roll your blunt with?
Bitch, do you use the same hands you suck dick with? Bitch, do you use the same hands you clean vagina with?
Oh,
yes, the same hands. You clean them. Shit.
Oh my God.
We human. Shit.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. With that being said, I'm gonna hang up.
Mona,
we love you.
We love you, Mona.
Thank you for calling in. That was a great question.
Bye.
Oh my Lord, I'm having an outer body experience. That's why I fucks with her. I swear. This is what this show is about, ladies. We need to get to the nitty gritty.
Okay. Now, did you guys decide if old girl should leave or should she try to get back with this
thing? Oh yeah, we did have that. No, oh,
we don't even know, but we don't know.
Girl, he don't want you. Girl, he want a freak. He is a freak.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to get freaky, then you need to keep on pushing. You've been calling and texting. He ain't called you back. He don't want you. He ready to get freaky now. I know it's only been 8 months, but that's a lifetime to a dude. You know?
Yeah. Like, and he gave her 3 months of regular sex. Now, bitch, you got a deep throat.
Yeah. Now he pulled out the bag. Bitch, it's time to get chained. I want the doors chained to me.
Yeah.
Would you guys have let him handcuff you to the bed?
I'm not tripping off getting handcuffed. Well, depending on who you are. If I trust you, you can handcuff me.
You can handcuff me, but I wouldn't have wanted to get messed with no dildo. I don't even like.
Yeah, I don't feel like if you have a dildo, I think my pussy would dry up so fast that we might not even be able to go any further. The fact that you have one,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
on deck like that.
If you got cuffs and other just freaky shit, swings
that's
and
cool.
shit, that's cool. But then like if it's really like. Dicks around you? You're a dude? No. I'm gone.
Yeah.
You're supposed to bring your own.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
For real.
The dick is already in. But yeah, Jesus. So anyway, this has been an informative show today.
I don't even know what to say. You're going to have to put the explicit advisory shit on this one, Po.
Oh, for sure. But we, Precious is going out of town. Tell us what you're going to be doing, Precious.
Yes, I am. But tonight I'm at the Improv, y'all, if anybody in town. Shit, I'm in Hollywood tonight. But tomorrow I'm going to Texas, shit. I'm going to visit my family, y'all know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, every so often, eyes gets tied.
And they're having a school reunion, right?
Yes, we're having an all-class reunion, high school. So that should be cool this weekend. And then I'm going to Arkansas, visit my aunts and cousins and all the country shit. Y'all know it's finna get real country. And I'll be back August 8th, right before the little show August 12th. So I'm gonna be moving around, but I'm gonna be with y'all in spirit.
Yeah. Or we might Skype you in or something.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Yeah,
shit.
We'll Skype you in. And
I have a show Friday with Eric Blake.
Nice. Yeah, I love Eric Blake.
I do
good
too.
Dude. Really good dude.
And he's doing big things. Mm-hmm. He's on the big boy tour.
Yeah,
I saw that
doing
too.
Some big boy shit.
So, so come out. I don't have the address because, you know, I'm a mess. But I'll post it in the chat room, guys.
And where could they follow you?
At Camara White on everything except for Instagram is Camara White is.
And One Precious Comedy, y'all, on everything. And I just bought my domain back yesterday on these hoes. OnePreciousComedy.com. You can buy some shit from a nigga. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right.
Setting everything up. But yeah, it's there. It's there. So yeah, getting professional with the blue hair on these hoes. My little black pony.
My little black pony. I hope you enjoyed the show. This shit was crazy. It's going to be crazy every Monday. We hoping to brighten up your Monday.
We love
G-Spot,
y'all.
G-Spot, and we out.
G-Spot.